Welcome, welcome to Simply Healthy Talk Show. You're listening to Word SBC 88.3 FM. I'm your host, Bridget Bell Bastian, aka Lady B. Join us as we navigate the intricate landscape of health, bringing you the latest research, expert insights, and inspiring stories to empower you on your journey to a healthier, happier life. So let's get ready to unlock some of these secrets to optimal well-being. And I have three ladies in here in studio with me today. They've been here, what, twice? You know? Yeah, they've been here a couple times. That's because I like them, right? So just for those of you who may not know or probably not heard the show, I'm going to ask each of them once again to give their name and a little something about themselves.
Okay, hi. I'm Ida Mae Hannah. I am the manager of Better Living Health Center, and I have a passion for health.
Yes.
My name is Cynthia Bonas. I am the director for the light schools that we have here in the Caribbean, which we are presently conducting. Mm-hmm. I'm also the director for the Living Springs Lifestyle Program, and I'm just one happy to be here.
Excellent.
Hi, my name is Theresa Thornhill. And I am a retired nutritionist, and I'm just so happy to be here to participate in this symposium on health.
Yes. Now, you listened to the three of them, right? The first one sounded like she had so much energy, and, you know, that's her all the time. And then the next one, Miss Cynthia, she sounded so smooth and relaxing. And the last person, she mentioned she's retired. Doesn't she sound rested? So we've been talking about New Start. And the last time, I think we spoke a lot about on water. So we're going to touch on some of the other things. So remind us once again, what is New Start?
Nutrition. Mm-hmm. It's an acronym for New Start. N is for nutrition. Right. E is for exercise. Mm-hmm. W for water. Mm-hmm. S for sunshine. T for temperance, A for ear, R for rest, and T for trust in God.
Excellent. So now which one of these are we going to touch on first?
Nutrition. We will touch on nutrition.
Nutrition. First. All right. That's always good.
And many times when people hear about nutrition, the only thing they think about is being a vegetarian.
Yes. I can't eat no meat.
Right. Uh-huh. But nutrition is way more than that.
Okay.
It starts with our breakfast.
Breakfast.
You know, there's so many persons that are not even eating breakfast nowadays.
I see, now you're mashing corns here. That's me.
Ooh, and that's the most important meal of the day.
So I've heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you have to skip a meal, dinner is the best one to skip. Oh. But your breakfast, you know, it's just like you're traveling. Do you consider putting the gas in the car after, or you want to do it before?
Before, most definitely. How am I supposed to go?
Right. And that's the same thing if you're going to work and you're not having a proper breakfast. By the time you get there, you're tired, you're miserable, and so. But if you got up early in the morning, or you had rested in the evening from eating late.
Okay.
Right? So your stomach is empty, so your stomach can't just wait to eat.
True.
To break that fast.
True.
And then you want to make sure you have a really good breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to work, you'll be able to give a really good day's work.
Uh-huh.
A good day's pay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. You know, some people say, well, if I eat breakfast, I can't do anything. I'm lucky all day. What do you say to that? You know, I just want, I have my thoughts.
You see, because many persons, what happened, they ate till late in the evening.
Oh.
And so the undigested food is still in the stomach.
Oh.
When we go to bed, we want to make sure that our stomachs are empty. If we're going to eat something, maybe eat a fruit, which would digest much faster. And so that in the morning, you're just looking forward to breakfast.
What's that cutoff time to eat not late in the evening, but after you get up from work?
Well, the best is about 4 hours before going to bed.
Oh, my. Some must be hungry while we in bed, ma'am. We need more than
that. Oh, and for persons who want to lose weight, that's a great way. Because your body still needs to do its work. The brain still needs to work. It's not as actively involved as when you're up. But everything has to take place. So guess what? It will take in from its stores. And it would be breaking down the glycogen to provide glucose to keep on doing its work. But if there's no need for it because there's old foods in the stomach, you know,
but
it
will. As we get older, our metabolism kind of slows down, right?
Slows so that's down too.
Helping.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think one of the biggest thing for people with breakfast in the morning is time.
True.
But if they can pre-plan, plan the day before, and get everything in readiness, even if you have to just throw everything in a blender, the oatmeal, the fruit, whatever, then you have, you're still going to have a substantial breakfast.
Okay, that's
so
a good
idea.
So the
important thing is taking the time, you know. Our bodies are important to us. Our health is important to us. So what we have to do is to make sure that we're doing the very best for our body. We have to take time to eat and to eat healthy food. And if we don't, it's going to catch up with us later on.
And talking about putting things in a blender, I had a nice green smoothie this morning. What can make that green smoothie? It had bananas. It had spinach, a lot of greens in there. But what could make it balance is to throw some seeds and nuts in there. Even if it's chia seed or
flax seed
or cashews. Because there you have your fruit, your vegetable, and you have your protein, which is three components. And three components always make it balance. So that was that is a way for the quick things, you know, if you're going. I know personally, if I was only to eat the green smoothie without any of the nuts and so forth like that, then I would be hungry in 2 hours, and it would not hold me very long.
And and neither would you want to make this be your way of life.
No,
rather, this is off and on. You know, you do that, but it's always good to sit down to chew. That's why God gave us the teeth.
Because sometimes I have a problem with balancing my meals. Like how she said, you add the nuts and whatever to your smoothie. Okay. So when you talk about pre-planning the day before, so I should probably have a put a portion, throw it in the Ziploc bag, throw it in the freezer, and I can just pull it out.
Precisely.
Okay.
Planning is essential. And if you can do that, you find that you won't miss breakfast and you won't miss breaking your fast, which is the first meal of the day. And as Teresa just said, if you're going to town, you're gonna and you're empty, your gas is your tank is empty. You need to fill it up before you go, right? So you make sure you get to the first gas station. But not for coffee and donut.
I can't have coffee and donuts.
It's they said the healthiest part of the donut is the hole in the donuts, you know.
That means no donuts, people.
and that brings us to temperance.
Okay.
Because the next thing there is the coffee. Well, and the donut was, there was really nothing in there but sugar and
empty
calories. And add to that the coffee that a lot of people drink as part of breakfast. It's just caffeine, which is a drug, and it gives you this false sense of of energy, and but then it's pulling down on your vitals because it's not bringing anything good to the table. So that's not the start of a day.
So don't go anywhere, folks. We have to take a break because we're gonna come back about this coffee thing. We will continue this conversation right after our commercial break.
Hey guys, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Pastor Nasa.
And we're coming to you with a new youth talk show called Young and Trending, where we aim to be bold, be true, and be heard.
Whoa, 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 Tyler. I appreciate you, and I'm going to let you finish. But we air every Tuesday at 6 to 6:30 p.m. with rebroadcasts every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 to 4 p.m.
Yep, you heard that correctly. Listen to us here on Word SBC 88.3 FM.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to Simply Healthy Talk Show with producer Auntie Kay right here on Word SBC 88.3 FM. Now, I have three exciting ladies in here. They're all excited to tell us about nutrition. And somebody was trying to hurt my feelings about not having coffee. Is there a substitute for coffee, ma'am?
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. It's called carob powder.
Carob powder.
And there are several types. There's another one called Roma.
Okay.
There is one called hickory. And these are just substitutes that you can just experiment with.
Okay.
They're wonderful. They give you the feeling that you're still getting your coffee.
All right.
But in a different, healthier form.
Ah, excellent.
Yes, someone came into the store yesterday and said, oh, I came for the healthy coffee.
Okay.
And that's the Roma.
Yes, we sell that healthy coffee in our store,
mm-hmm.
the Adventist bookstore, as a matter of fact.
And it does taste, it has the flavor
it
of
does.
Coffee.
I tried it.
It just doesn't give you that oomph.
And it smells so good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. oomph is what the people are looking yes. for. And that's what the caffeine does. It was said, caffeine doesn't bring anything good to the table.
Right.
But what it does, it takes fluid from you. It's a diuretic. So
okay.
you need, I think someone said, we need for every cup of coffee, you need to replenish with at least 8 cups of water.
Five cups of water.
Wow. And
yeah.
people drink that all day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Now, see, we still can't get away from water. You know, water is in everything.
Yeah, right.
But we are going to jump to temperance.
And just before you go, I just wanted to add that the coffee, the cafex, the Roma, all of these, they have good vitamin B in it.
Okay, yes,
which
we
is
need
really,
that vitamin B.
Really good. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Okay, excellent.
Now, I heard you say we're going to jump to temperance.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, we're just going to add to the temperance right now.
Okay.
Because temperance has to do with total abstinence from that which is not good.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
where the caffeine comes in, right?
Mm.
And moderate use of that which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to use moderately those things that are good.
Right.
And I've seen some people say, oh, this is delicious. This is healthy. And they just overdo.
Yes, yes.
So one of the things that we as Bahamians do, we overdo everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful about that because moderation in all things is so important.
Yes, because I just had a show earlier and I was speaking to someone telling them how, you know, we overdose on things. Let's say someone said, go and take 2 leaves off the soursop tree.
Mm-hmm. Kidding.
And someone goes and take 10.
Yeah.
And then they end up falling out. So you know, give us a little bit more on this temperance and, you know, how we can tie this in.
Well, As I stated, if we're overindulging,
right.
and because we do, we hear that it's vegetarian food, and so I need a big plate.
Big plate.
And so on. And what you're doing to your system, you know? So your good foods, your fruits, your vegetables, and so on, everything needs to be taken in moderation, especially for people who already have problems.
Okay.
So you are diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know how to do your portion sizes.
Okay. All right.
And not just figure, well, I can pee out on that. And so many times, take for instance nuts. Nuts, it's good. Cashew nuts and so on. But you're encouraged just to take about 8 of those.
8?
Yes, because they're very high in fat.
Listen.
It depends on the nut.
But the cashew and so on, mostly all of them. Sometimes just a handful.
Just what? No.
Yeah.
Just what can hold
in
the palm of your hand. When you do this.
Mm.
Not like
Mm-mm.
this.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. That ain't gonna work.
And so we would do that. And then you wonder, I am a vegetarian. Why is my cholesterol is so high?
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Point there.
And so you have to be able to understand it's because you're abusing these things. And some persons are doing it from ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Others might just figure, you know, I mean, when you take 5, 6 cashew nuts.
That's nothing, man.
And then, you know, you have a whole container on the fridge.
Yeah.
You just can't
just one, like they say with these chips.
I think if you see, God put nuts, most of them, in hard shells. If we had to bark our almonds, we probably would stay with the little handful, right?
True.
But, you know, nuts come in bags these days.
Yeah.
And people will just eat because they're thinking, healthy.
Uh-huh.
Now, it was an eye-opener to me that two halves of a walnut, that's just one walnut, yes, has the same amount of fat as a teaspoon of butter.
Really?
I was like,
oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
So here it is. I've been in consultation as a dietitian with people who are trying to lose weight. And they come in and we set a plan for them to eat. And then they were snacking on nuts.
Yeah.
When they came back, the scale remained the same. Oh. Mind you, they lost some inches because they were working out and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the scale remained the same because of all that fat they were taking. So that can really sink your ship if you're trying to lose weight. But it's not the best thing for overdoing on the nuts because of possibility of higher cholesterol because of the fat and all these other things with weight.
But the nuts, the plant stuff should not really raise your cholesterol. The plant food. Because we know that cholesterol is only found an animal product.
Right.
But at the same time, you have to watch the amount of fat you're using, whether it's oil, whether it's nuts.
Oh.
One of the things I like to recommend for people at the end of each of their meal to have a few nuts, and that's going to be your six or your eight.
All right.
Because what it does, because of the fiber, because of the fat, because of the protein, it actually holds you longer from eating and snacking in between meals.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Mango season.
Oh, dear.
Listen.
Okay.
Yeah, some people
that's
know they shouldn't have all the,
sugar,
but they still eat the mango because it's a fruit and it's supposed to be healthy.
We were just talking about that as we were coming here, and Teresa and myself want to come back in mango season just for a weekend.
Well, I must say, I've had some of my clients that come in, the blood sugar is sky high, and they sat under the mango trees.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Mangoes can send that blood sugar up going and coming. So we have to be moderate. We have to think about it now and plan. If we're going to get one hairy mango, we could have one for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner. But we cannot sit under the mango tree if we have diabetes.
But you maybe want to tell them, if they eat the entire mango, including the skin, the blood sugar, will not go up as fast.
Oh, eat the skin.
But if you drink the juice, just suck the juice, it's going to... But when you eat, it has to go through the alimentary canal, and it has to break down, so the sugar will be going up, you know, in a balanced way.
Fiber.
But lots of people are like, I can't eat mango skin.
Yeah.
You know, even the fruit skins. Wash your sapodilly properly and eat the skin.
That's what we've been
you know?
Doing. Yes.
And so when you do that, you're getting the fiber, but at the same time, you're not going to get that
spike
of the sugar.
Interesting.
One time.
Yeah. I normally see people eating, sometimes they eat the skin. I'm like, why are you
eating
the skin?
We've been eating the skin since we wash them, and they're all organic.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not imported from anywhere. They're grown right here. So we have been enjoying the dillies.
So we see fiber is so important, and that brings us to the beans and peas, too, because this is an area that Bahamian Jews like, beans and peas, yuck. But we are now knowing the more beans and peas people add in, if you are diabetic, into their diet, it actually helps with the blood sugar, and it's the fiber.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about those beans and peas in a minute, but we're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Far too many Bahamians are plagued with the debilitating disease called diabetes. In many families, there is someone who suffered a stroke, has an amputated leg, or is mourning the untimely death of a loved one. You need to know that diabetes can be controlled through proper diet and lifestyle change. First, become aware of some of its symptoms. If you are experiencing tingling in the toes, continuous thirst, frequent urination, a wound that wouldn't heal, you need your blood checked for diabetes. Do not accept this plague as a way of life and resign to the statements like, something has to take you, or when you die, it's just your time. If you have diabetes, don't just sit there and get worse. Do something about it. Take charge of your health. See your doctor or dietitian today and control diabetes before it controls you.
Welcome to Simply Healthy. I'm your host, Lady B, and I'm in studio with these three energetic ladies, but they were trying to hurt my feelings a little bit, you know, because mango season coming up. Plus, I like plenty nuts. So you're trying to tell me I'm only supposed to have a handful of nuts?
Hmm? Yes.
I can't do that.
Well, one of the good things, if you blend your nuts,
right?
So you want to add it into your smoothies, okay, or you want to add it in your food, mm-hmm, it will do the same work as just eating it after.
Okay.
Because, of course, it gives you a sense of fullness.
Okay.
That's why it's encouraged. But you don't want to overdo anything, as we are talking about temperance. Fruits and vegetables and so on, they do not contain cholesterol.
Okay.
But the body can produce its own cholesterol.
Okay.
But you don't want to overwork the body, because the body is going to find a way of storing these things in it.
Okay.
And so that can contribute. Because I've seen people that saying, you know, I eat no meat. I don't do this and I don't do that. I don't understand why my blood cholesterol is so high.
Okay.
And then you're like, but what amount of nuts are you eating?
Mm.
You know? So it will help in contributing.
But I notice a lot of vegetarians really like sweets, though. Like, they substitute that for the meat.
Yes. And the sweets, we're told, is worse than eating the meat.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I always tell them.
Because lots of time, when you have all these sweets in your body, you have inflammation. Most of the diseases and everything that we have is because of the inflammation that's in our body, you know.
Okay.
So we got to watch those sweets. But if you eat what God has given us sweets, as opposed to all this cake and cookies and stuff chocolate like that, and all those things, then the body is able to deal with it. But at the same time, in moderation, we say, because you wouldn't go with a whole bowl of fruit, you know.
Right.
You got to have some portions of other things to balance it up.
Okay.
And which brings us to lack of exercise.
Lack of exercise. Oh, now you're touching something here.
There is a doctor that says, if we don't take the time to exercise, we're going to have to take the time to be sick.
Oh, my.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
And so most people do not exercise. Most people know what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
Most people don't exercise.
Yes.
And what we encourage, especially after a meal, is to exercise, because that's where the glucose gets into the muscles and through the extremities and out of the blood. So the blood will not spike, especially for diabetics. If the only thing they do is exercise after they've eaten, they would find that they need less medication for diabetes.
Instead of going to sleep.
Yes,
and that's the point, because a lot of people have noticed as you grow older, when you've eaten, you just get this drowsy feeling. Mm-hmm. But if we would take 10 minutes and just go for a quick walk.
In the sunshine.
Uh-huh.
And
we get then, the sunshine and fresh air at the same time.
It works.
Yes.
It does.
And I went to Yoshi Pines, and that was one of the every single time
every
I
day.
Ate, I had to go and take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
And the endorphins.
Yes.
Yes, because it makes you feel good.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
And so the benefit is all around. It's like a win-win situation when you do that.
And for persons who are having depression and so on, it's good to go out in the sunshine. Go take a walk.
Yeah.
Drink your water.
Be out
get
in
fresh
nature.
Air and so on.
Be out
and that will help them to feel better.
Yes.
Yeah?
I had an experience with that at UG Pines.
Okay.
I was working with a lady who was depressed and everything.
Uh-huh.
And she was up and down. And all of a sudden I got a call. I didn't mean, you need to come. Your person is ready to go home.
Uh-huh.
I mean, pack her bag and ready to go home. All we did was walk on the trail, get some fresh air into the brain and so forth. And she was back to normal. And we did that several times because she was up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But People who are depressed need to just get outside and walk. But usually they want to be in a little dark room and so
listen
forth.
Listen to
but
some sad music. Mm-hmm.
So that's the way to go.
And we need people to encourage them because sometimes they cannot do it for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because they're feeling down and out. They feel all miserable and so on. But if you can just go and say, oh, let's just go take a little walk. Let's go by the seaside. Mm-hmm. Let's go and observe nature. You know, they get fresh air, they get sunlight and so on, because these are all very important.
Yes, it is.
But something that we need to talk about, because time runs very fast, rest.
Yes.
Ooh. Rest.
Now this one, this mate right here, don't like rest. Don't like sleep.
Well, you don't like it or no, you cannot do it?
I don't like it.
Wow.
God made it for us.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm always up, because brain always going. Like, I just feel like I'm missing something.
When you're sleeping at night, that's when the body heals.
I heard that.
So with just that thought that, okay, if I have something going on and I'm getting my good rest, my body is going to just take the food and nutrition that I put in for that day. And now it's going to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mend this part. We're going to mend that part. But when we're not sleeping, we are a nation, nations that don't sleep anymore because we have so many things to keep us awake.
Yeah.
We got the gadgets. We got the iPhone.
Yeah, cell phones.
Everything that keeps us awake.
But there's a certain time that we should get to bed, right?
By 9:30.
Not 12, 1 o'clock.
No. But 9:30, and then you can just be relaxing, reading, maybe studying the word, doing something, and then you find that you will drift off to sleep. So if you go to sleep before midnight, two hours before midnight, 1 hour before midnight is 2 hours.
After midnight.
So if you fall asleep by 10 o'clock, by 12 o'clock, you don't have 2 hours. You have 4 hours.
Wow.
If you sleep for another 4 hours until 4 o'clock in the morning, you got 8 hours sleep. Mm-hmm. And you feel rejuvenated, ready to face the day with whatever comes around. So it's so essential that we try to get into our beds early. Turn off the gadgets, put them away, and get to bed early.
And there's one thing that lots of people need to understand. The research shows that people who get under 6 hours of rest a night dies early.
Oh, I need to get some rest.
So those persons who get over 8 hours, they die early also.
Yes. So over, it's like intemperance.
Yes.
Intemperance. Yeah.
And so if you are a person who went to bed late, you should try to still get up the same time you get up every day. Mm-hmm. And the next day, try to go to bed earlier so that you can take care of the rest from the night before.
That's interesting, because no matter what time I go to bed, I get up the same time every morning.
And at least that's good.
That's a plus.
So you should be going to bed earlier the next night to make sure that you get the sleep that you need.
Okay.
You know, so lots of people stay up, you're wondering, you're thinking about things.
Yep.
Well, if you can do that while you were awake, what makes you think now that you're in your bed, you'd be able to achieve it, you know?
Okay.
So it is always good to give it to the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah? That's why you say, cast all your care upon me, for I care for you.
Right there.
Which brings us to trusting in God.
Yes.
I think we've touched on all the topics so far. It's very important that despite what is going on in our lives, as Teresa just says, we need to give it to God. Mm-hmm. And in Proverbs 3:5, 3-5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Excellent.
In all thy ways,
acknowledge him.
Mm-hmm. And he shall direct our path.
Excellent note to end on. Thank you. Because we are like at the end. I would like for you guys to give a little take home, right? But I think we may be cutting into the time. So Until next time, whenever I see you guys again, thank you for coming to the Bahamas and joining
us. It's been our pleasure to be here.
And we are at the end of our show, and I have to remind you of our airing times. We air Mondays from 9 to 9:30 a.m., 1 to 1:30 p.m., and 7:30 to 8 p.m. We rebroadcast on Wednesdays at 9 to 9:30 a.m., and then again on Friday from 3 to 3:30 p.m. Until next time, remember, God is love, stay curious, stay informed, stay healthy and happy, and let's keep the conversations alive. I'm Bridget Bell-Bastian, a.k.a. Lady B for Word SBC 88.3 FM. Remember, guys, it's not complicated. It's simply healthy.
This is Word SBC 88.3 FM, where we live by the Word of God.